Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply made fresh daily. Made fresh daily. Your favorite restaurant is your favorite in part because it makes the food fresh every day. In fact, they even make the food after you place your order. One of the reasons that I'm not a fast food fan is because the food that they give you is food that is not always fresh. You've had an experience of driving up to the drive-thru and ordering a burger and some fries, and the fries tasted old and the burger bun didn't taste very fresh. Well, that's the reason why we opt for sit-down restaurants, because they make the food fresh every day. You know, it's like being at your grandmother's house and she knows that you're coming by and she's prepared something special just for you. Well, in business, made fresh every day also has a relevance because your clients, your team members, and everyone associated with you from a business perspective wants to know that you've prepared something fresh, special, just for them. And in business, one of the ways to maintain that level of sustainability is by keeping that fresh made daily concept. And the way to do that, my friends and neighbors, is by following 5 key steps that I hope we get to finish today. That F in our FRESH acronym reminds us that our follow-up must be fresh. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are so many moving parts to running your own business or being an entrepreneur. So many of them that have to be connected to all the time. And follow-up is one that has to be made fresh. In other words, if there's a client, you want to send them a customized email from your template or a custom text message, not that standard canned I'll call you back or that auto reply I'm not available. No, my friends, we want to customize our follow-up. You see, in business, fresh is all about a perception, and it starts with us making sure that we're following up every day. Using the person's name is a way to maintain that fresh follow-up, and then making frequent contact is another way to maintain fresh follow-up. I've often heard people give the excuse, I've got too many customers. I've got so many people on my team, there's no way I can follow up with them all. And I always counter that argument by saying that every time I go to buy electronics, I go to a store called Best Buy. If I want a computer, if I need a printer or something along those lines, I go to Best Buy. Now, I'm sure that I'm one of millions of customers Best Buy has. However, Best Buy still takes the time to send me an email. They send me reward points. Every now and then, I even get a customer service call to make sure I was satisfied with the purchase I made. My friends, you see, if a big company like Best Buy, who has millions of people that they're servicing, can do it, we can as well. We can contact that person in the beginning of the morning and congratulate them for being a part of a team. We can follow up with them to see if they've got any questions or concerns. We can thank them for making the decision to work with us and to choose us. We can give them commitments and let them know how we're going to take care of them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can follow up, because I always say, if you can't keep up with them, how can you keep them at all? Yes, follow up is that first component that should be made fresh every day. That second component, my friends and neighbors, is relationships. Our relationships should be made fresh every day. I've got a question for you. When was the last time you made a new friend? You see, relationships determine our personal and professional growth. Same friends, same circle, same growth, same results. Growth becomes stagnant because the circle has not expanded. By the same token, my friends, I would say that people conduct business with people they like. And if there are no new people liking you, and I don't mean on Facebook, then the business can't grow. I remember as children, we were always taught never to talk to strangers. Well, a few of my daughters did not adhere to that principle. I probably had the friendliest girls anybody ever could imagine. And one of my daughters, when she was about 4 or 5 years old, if you didn't hold hold her hand every second in a public place, as soon as you let her hand go, she'd be at a table at a restaurant talking to somebody. Or she'd be, and I say, hey, girl, come back. What are you doing, Zoe? She said, I'm just making a new friend. She may say, what are you having to eat over there? She looks like you got something good. I like that dress you have on. I like those shoes you have on. Tell me your name. My name is Zoe. Well, I would have to rein her in, obviously, because her personality was so outgoing, she spoke to everybody. I wish that we could do the same things today, my friends, to have that type of outgoing nature that says everybody is a friend. Abe Lincoln once said that a stranger is just a friend I've yet to meet. When you see somebody new, do you say hello to them? Do you build a rapport with them? Do you make yourself friendly in front of them so that they will be comfortable speaking to you? I say, my friends, that that's the way we grow business. Our relationship should be made fresh every single day. It's just not the Southern hospitality, my friends, that does it. No, I don't care whether you're on the north, south, east, or west. Everyone can be nice enough to make new friends every day. That E in our FRESH acronym reminds us of the importance of fresh encouragement. Yes, my friends, I don't mean that canned saying, good job, or keep up the good work, or that's a way to go. Not that. I mean the fresh encouragement. Sometimes it's a personal phone call. Other times it's an email. Sometimes it's a gift, like a thank you card. I can remember many years ago working with a team of mine in the corporate space, and there was a young lady who was dynamite in sales, and she was under my managerial team, and her name was Doris. And every time she made a sale, I'd give her a new nickname. I'd say, there goes Dynamite Doris. She closed another deal. And then she'd do something again. That's Dynamic Doris. She closed another deal. Well, as she continued to hear me give her these nicknames and she closed a deal, she actually would come up to me and say, what's my new nickname for the day? And I gave her so many D nicknames, I had to start going with her last name, Watson, to give her some other nicknames. Well, unbeknownst to me, she came to me about a year later and she had a book in her hand. And she said, Mr. Wallace, I wrote down every nickname you ever gave me, every single one. And I use this every day to keep myself encouraged. She said, you don't know how many times growing up as a kid, I was called names that I didn't like, even by my own parents. I was discouraged. My confidence was low. She said, but because you gave me this type of encouragement every single day, it's what made me a better salesperson. That's why I won Salesperson of the Year, because of you. That story touched me so much because I recognized the power then of daily encouragement. Do you know that somebody's waiting on your phone call right now? Somebody's hoping to get a text message from you. Somebody's gone through some things, even from childhood on up, that beat them down and discouraged them. And if they don't get fresh encouragement every single day, they may not make it. Your encouragement could be the bridge that gets them from point A to point B and then gives them a pattern to encourage other people. That S in our FRESH acronym reminds us that we should be developing fresh strategies. Yes, my friends and neighbors, fresh strategies are important. You know, the 7-foot basketball player and the 6-foot basketball player, they have different strategies in place in order to succeed. By the same token, the part-time participant and the full-time participant need different strategies in order to succeed. The intern needs a different strategy from the person that's working a full-time position. The person that has time to contact 50 people a day has a different strategy in place from the person that only has time to contact 5. My friends, if you're customizing strategies for the members of your team, if you're customizing plans for the customers you serve, then everyone can win. And yes, my friends and neighbors, I'm going to give you that last but not least. That H says that we should all be striving for fresh heights. Yes, my friends, some people are afraid of heights. Don't be afraid of heights in business. Strive for new accomplishments, new goals, new mountains to climb, new challenges, new things to do, and encourage others to do the exact same thing. When was the last time you set a new goal or a new set of goals? Did you write those goals down? Do you set your goals weekly or monthly or annually? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to set daily goals. Make that to-do list out and make it work for you. Listen, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, and I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I can assure you, Success Training Institute will change your life and grow your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.